As Reverend Tremassian pointed out this morning and this evening, this would normally be done in one of our meetings of Presbytery, but the pandemic and travel issues kept that from happening. So you get to come and sit in and watch what would normally take place in one of those meetings. Since the clerk of our presbytery, Dr. Stephen Pollack, would be the one normally conducting the service, couldn't make it, the presbytery appointed me a clerk pro tem to serve in that role that license might take place tonight. Any of you who aren't familiar, and I would think that probably a lot of you, with what's actually taking place tonight, let me just say a few things very briefly. This licensing ceremony is the result of the vote of the presbytery recently to accept the recommendation of the examination committee regarding Mr. Elder's licensure. Secondly, this is a licensure service, not an ordination service. While there are similarities between licensures and ordinations, in some respects they are very different. Licensure is the presbytery's approval to make a man eligible to receive a call from a church to become the minister of their congregation. That's what's taking place tonight. Logan's being given the presbytery's authorization to conduct that work in the name of the presbytery. And in a few moments, he will come up and answer the prescribed questions that are put to every man who is either being licensed or being ordained to the ministry of our denomination. He will then subscribe to the confessional substandards of our work. While the things I've just mentioned take place at every licensing and ordination service, there are some things that are different. Unlike it is with an ordination, there will be no laying on of hands during a licensing, nor does the licentiate become a member of the presbytery. Logan will remain a member of this local church, and he will be under the oversight of the session here. Once he is ordained as a minister, he then becomes a member of the presbytery for the rest of his life, as long as he's a member in good standing of our presbytery. So I'll ask Mr. Elder to come up now and answer the prescribed questions for licensure. Do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the verbally inspired word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you confess the Lord Jehovah as one God in the Trinity of his eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? Do you sincerely receive and believe the confession and constitution of this church as containing the system of doctrine and polity taught in the Word of God?
I do.
Are you firmly resolved through divine grace to adhere to the doctrine contained in these substandards and teach and defend it to the utmost of your power against all error? The following are distinctive positions of doctrine and practice of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. A, the Christ-centered exposition of the Reformed faith with a strong commitment to evangelism. B, the centrality and all-sufficiency of the person and work of Christ in the preaching of the gospel. C, the doctrine of God's free justification of sinners by grace alone, through faith alone, and the merits of Christ alone. D, separation from the apostasy of the ecumenical movement, opposition to false charismatism, and steadfast adherence to the historic, Reformed, and Protestant faith. E, the personal separation of believers from worldliness in holiness unto the Lord. F, the necessity of giving ourselves to earnest prayer for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit's power to make our service effective and glorifying to God and for genuine revival in our day. Do you sincerely embrace and will you faithfully maintain these distinctive positions?
I do, and I will.
Are you now willing to assume the responsibilities of a licensed minister in this denomination, engaging to conduct yourself with exemplary piety and to be faithful and diligent in the exercise of all personal and private duties that become you as a Christian and as a minister of the gospel, as well as in all the duties that pertain to your particular responsibilities?
I am.
Mr. Elder will now sign our confession to the substandards in these words. I believe the confessional substandards of this church to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God, and as such, I subscribe them as a confession of my own faith. I'll ask Reverend Tomasian to come up before we proclaim licensure complete. So you come in the middle, brother. Stand with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great King and only head of the church, we, the Presbytery of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, according to the authority that Christ has vested in us, do hereby give you, Mr. Logan Elder, the authority to preach under license of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Mr. Tomasian, please lead us in prayer. Would you have the congregation standing, please?
Everyone stand. Let's pray for him. This is what we're praying for, beloved. We're praying for men to be set apart. It will be the mind of a congregation if they see fit that Logan is the right man for them. That's outside the powers of our presbytery. It's outside the powers of Logan as well. It's up to the moving of God upon that congregation. But that's what we're praying for and for many to follow. Let's pray. Our gracious God, we give thanks and praise to thee for great message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks, O God, that in thy providence thou hast brought it to our shores. And through various means and individuals, the glorious message has been carried by the beautiful feet of them that preach the gospel. Father, we're thankful that thou art still raising up men to not change the message, not alter the message, not adapt the message, but to recognize the evergreen and a perfect sufficiency of the gospel of Christ in every age. And we thank thee that thou art still raising up laborers. And O God, we pray that thou wilt remember Logan tonight. We are thankful for thy grace in bringing him to this point. We're thankful for a young man that is resolved to uphold the word of God. We're thankful for a young man that's committed to preach Christ in all of his fullness to men and all of their need. We pray, God in heaven, that thou wilt go before him. We pray for that fullness of the Holy Ghost that can only come from God. As a presbytery, we cannot give to him what only God can provide. And so we pray that he might know the fullness of divine power. And in coming days, Lord, that you will lead him, and you will guide him, and open up a door of service for him. We pray for a congregation appointed and led by God that will see Logan as the very man that will come and preach the gospel to them, a man who will feed them as the flock of God, over which you will make him an overseer. So we pray for that. We ask, Lord, you will lead in that in your perfect time. In the meantime, bless Logan and bless Amelia, little Obadiah, knit them together, bless the family, and grant, O God, that even this symbol tonight, this reminder of what we're about, might go to the hearts of other young men and challenge them to go forward and preach the gospel. Hear prayer Answer prayer. And bless our presbytery and beyond, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Meeting is now closed. Thank you for coming, and you have a blessed Sabbath evening.